Have y'all seen that commercial between Pepsi and Coke where the truck driver does the competition of the product? As soon as he takes a drink,
yes.
You hear, why can't we be friends, which is a big
It's hit. For Pepsi Max.
Yeah. TMZ says Pepsi never gave him permission Pepsi never got permission to play the song.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe some litigation involved.
Could
here.
Be a little litigating going on. I can't imagine. Don't they have people for that?
One would think.
I mean, gee, you're supposed to kind of, you know, check that kind of stuff out.
You think?
Maybe not. We'll see. Okay, it's the last half hour of the show where we just try to find weird stuff for you.
A little
just,
potpourri.
Well, yeah, just so you'll...
Or if you're from East Texas, potpourri.
Potpourri. Some scientists believe the Red Sea could have been parted, but not by God, but by...
No, it was Charlton Heston, wasn't it?
By strong winds.
And after all.
Yeah, right.
Who powers the wind?
Yeah. The BBC, those godless heathens over there.
BBC, God on line one.
That's right. Say that researchers with the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research. Well, why is the BBC reporting something from the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research?
Because every God-fearing American media outlet knows better than to report on that. Trash.
They created a computer simulation to show how it might have happened. In the Bible, of course, as the Brother Murphy would tell us, the Red Sea was parted so that Moses could lead his people out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Egyptians would run in there, and then the water came on down on them.
And that's what they called them.
The Egyptians.
The Egyptians that had no insurance.
That's right. Boy, did they need it that day.
Yeah, especially in the month of July.
Yeah, that's right. But scientists say a strong easterly wind could have pushed the water aside in a spot where the ancient river is thought to have connected with a lagoon.
It was Hurricane Adam.
That's it. Let's get Jim Cantore out there.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's get Jim Cantore out there. See if he could tell us. You know, put on his slicker, his little Weather Channel slicker. Let's see what that might all be about. All right. I didn't get Murphy going. We'll try this one.
Well, it's just because it's ludicrous. But,
I understand. Hey. There's a new slew of search.
He's performed here, you know.
Yeah. Ludicrous?
Ludicrous.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. There's appears to be a new group of search engines that are filtering results based on religion. They're calling them moral search engines, complete with search protocols that reduce or eliminate risque results. For Christians, there's one that turns up biblical and theological content from an evangelical Christian perspective. For Muslims, there's an engine that screens queries about alcohol and pornography. And then my favorite, at least from a naming standpoint, there's Jugal.
Jugal.
Yes, there is.
What a fantastic name.
There would be Jugal. And I looked it up. I mean, it says the famous Jewish search engine. Now, it's interesting. Gawker.com website tested these engines by the worst, the most profane word you could think of. And they put that into the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of times if you went to Google that you could get some really unfriendly type, family unfriendly hits there. But not so on the religious sites. In terms of traffic, the engines aren't exactly competing, obviously, with the secular counterparts. But you have an emerging generation and an emerging culture that wants to take advantage of the technology, then you can go for it. There's obviously no guarantee that the specialized search engines are going to be self-sustaining. An African-American engine was shut down after it opened in 2009 simply because not enough people were going there. But if you want to do that, I mean, that might be something that you would feel safe at putting your children there if that's you want to use that as your default search engine. And there's medical research that has shown that a firm handshake can be a predictor of a longer life.
Really?
Researchers at Britain's Medical Research Council pulled the result of 33 different studies involving people over the age of 60, and scientists found those with the strongest grips tended to live longer than those with limp grips.
Uh-huh.
And the death rate for people with weak handshakes was 67% higher than for those with firm handshake.
A limp gripper.
Limp gripper. Just saying.
Mm.
You know, aside from some sort of a medical situation that keeps you from being able to, why wouldn't you have a strong...
Yeah, nobody wants to shake hands with a warm glass of water. Yeah,
I just don't understand it. I'm sure that there are people out there, and maybe, I don't know, maybe people go, my part of my poor self-image that I don't have a firm handshake. It's just one of my weaknesses. I don't know. The thing is, I think it takes guys anyway. It takes guys by surprise. I mean, does to me anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, doggone it, it's unseemly.
Again, as we are supposed to work so hard to make a good first impression, I have to believe that that is sometimes considered to be a negative situation. And again, we may have defenders out there of the weak handshake. You, defenders of the weak! Oh, wait a minute, wrong market.
Yeah. Summertime, yes, the time. I'm talking about summertime.
But enjoying the easy summertime in Texas is only possible if you have an enclosed patio or insulated patio cover. Seamless Home Products specializes in different styles of enclosed patio structures. Our enclosures can be screened or glassed in and will dramatically reduce the blazing summer heat. Either choice will keep the bugs out and you cool. We also install insulated patio covers to make your outdoor living more livable and enjoyable.
Take a look at all that Seamless Home Products has to offer at seamlesshomeproducts.com, 779-3400.
Hello!
Hey.
Yes. You're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want to be on the air? Okay. This is my wife.
Huh. That'll teach you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since she'd never been shy like that before.
Yeah. Well, that's... Well,
must have had something important to say.
Something important to say. Well, yeah, exactly.
Does the dog get out?
Yeah. Dog?
Yeah, excuse me.
One? That'd be all?
The dogs are out?
Yeah. Hey, here's another...
Who let the dogs out? Yes,
mm-hmm. No. Don't go find it. Here's another medical study. First of all, we got the idea of the limp grippers, okay? Next, it says gossiping about other people can actually be beneficial to your health as it boosts your own self-esteem. See, that's why I think these Biggest Loser shows and these other things, you see those people and or who, Jerry Springer?
Mm-hmm.
You watch those folks, you go, my life sucks, but not as bad as that one.
Sure.
Gossiping about your coworkers. All right. Let's see what else we got going on here. You boy, now did anybody watch the unveiling of the judges there for America?
No, matter of fact, I'm just going to entertainment news. I guess it'll be there.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Are they who we thought they were?
Yeah.
J-Lo and Steven and Big Mouth Boy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that'll be
the lips
be
nice. And the booty.
That's it. Sarah Palin needs her alone time like any mama of five. Cindy Adams of New York Post reports that she was so upset at the news that daughter Bristol had reconciled with Levi Johnston. She took off on a hike to Mount McKinley.
Could she see another?
No. Word is that she tackled the 20,000-foot peak for 2 days despite temperatures that reached 118 below zero. That's what they say. Meanwhile, get this. She's the word in Cindy's column is she's probably not going to head for Pennsylvania Avenue because she has pulled in $45 million in speaking fees.
Yeah, she got 45 million reasons not to run for office right
no
now.
No reason to do that. In an effort to squash potential competition, the California beer and beverage distributors quietly donating money to groups fighting marijuana legalization. How's that?
Really?
They donated $10,000 to an anti-legalization group, making beer sellers the only distributor of any product to oppose the proposition.
Do we know what their reasoning is?
Well,
I'm just curious.
I mean, well, I guess they would view pot as a threat to their market. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot imagine. But it's not as clear cut, I guess, as the Louisiana gambling interest not wanting us to do that stuff over there. You had a little story on that today, didn't you?
Yeah,
about racetracks.
Yep, got us a little gaming company jumping in with the operators of Sam Houston Raceway Park in Harlingen and a soon to be park in Laredo, trying to get slot machines.
They got a park in Harlingen.
Apparently,
man, I can't think of anything more fun than going to the racetrack and sitting back there with my bucket full of nickels with a lady next to me over here on the on the left. Coughing into her hand and then pulling the handle.
Right, right.
I mean, do they have Santa wipes now with those things, you know, little handy wipe deals or this hand sanitizer? Is that a big deal?
I don't know.
Well, you were the last one in Vegas. Did you find that to be all over the place?
Didn't see, no. Okay. Didn't see any, no.
All right. Because, I mean, I want one of those great old big buckets that's used for popcorn in the organized world to, you know, it's full of nickels that I can go over there and spend some time with those women smoking their pell-mells and camels and playing the ponies while they drop their nickels.
Hey, honey, are you having any luck over there? Because I'm not.
See, now, of course, I don't play it, but, I mean, what's the thrill in pushing the button on a slot machine? Don't you want to pull the handle?
Yeah,
I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
And it's all buttons now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and you don't even, and the money, you know, the money doesn't dump out, right? Yeah. You get tickets.
Yeah. Buttons and credits.
Yeah.
Credits.
Yeah, buttons and credits. What's the deal
And you
there?
Can't build your pecs up if you're pushing a button. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Golly. But anyway, so we're looking at doing that here in Texas, huh? So we can have ponies and slot machines. And Yeah, that'll be great. Senior citizen in Poland was using the toilet when she got herself the shock of her life.
What's that?
73-year-old woman lifted the lid to find a 6.5-foot anaconda.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, I think so. She slammed the lid and called police. No kidding. The police caught the reptile and transported it to a local zoo. They're guessing the snake was a pet that got loose and slithered into the local sewer pipes.
Don't people know that anacondas get ginormous?
Well, And again, no, I'm figuring that they went in, they snuck into her house when she wasn't there and dumped it in her toilet. Of course it got there through the sewer system. Hey. All right, let's see. The Savannah College of Art and Design and the Georgia Tech Augmented Environments Lab have joined and unveiled ARG. It would be a handheld augmented reality game that lets players set up and then defend a small town from zombie hordes.
Ooh.
Zombie hordes.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Georgia Tech, okay? I don't know anything about Savannah College of Art and Design, but Georgia Tech ain't cheap. Hey, Mom, I made a game about zombies. It's cool. You want me to bring it home?
No, we want you to pass and get out.
Yeah. 9 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If there are only some event that happens in October and November.
Homecoming?
That would give you an opportunity to, kind of think about the way things used to be a long, long time ago in the days of the kings of England.
Oh, Oktoberfest.
Like that. If there happened to be something like that, and it was close by, maybe, within, 45 miles of here, wouldn't that be a fun thing to go and attend?
That would be a renaissance of an idea, Scott.
It really would.
Did you hear what I did there?
Yes,
that?
Yeah. Only there were tickets available.
If only there were.
Such a thing.
Scott, if they were free?
Yeah, that'd be even wonderful.
Yeah, like not discounted tickets.
Right. I think you're teasing us.
But like free.
Really? Man, free. If you could only find a listener who was able to somehow or other divine what we were talking about here.
Yeah, and if they were like for any weekend of this particular festival, didn't have to.
Yeah.
It wasn't a specific weekend. Yeah. It could be any weekend from October the 9th to November the 28th.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello.
Howdy.
What's up?
Oh, doing good.
Good. No complaints. We got inside work here. Then, so, you called us for a reason?
Thinking maybe you're giving away Renaissance tickets.
Listen to that. That is an amazing. How in the world were you able to somehow find that out of all that garbage that we threw out on the radio? Got to be a smart guy.
Deductive reason.
That's it. Who's this?
Henry Mayo.
Henry, how are you, buddy?
Doing good.
All right. Well, I got a couple of tickets for you. And as Tom Turbyville told you,
good
any weekend.
Yeah, it starts October the 9th, that weekend. And the last weekend is November 26th to the 28th. So good any weekend.
Wait. No, we're going to make you work for it.
Okay. All right,
I've already written his name on the prize.
Just about any time I have a question historically about Brazos County, this is the guy I contact because he just knows stuff. He does surveying, and so he's walked most of Brazos County. There's no doubt about that. How many pair of shoes you run through in a year? Anyway, but what's the most recent amazing fact about some area in Brazos County that you thought you knew? Anything come to mind?
A couple years ago, we found out that the explorer Zebulon Pike had camped in Brazos County in 1807.
Wow, where?
Up on OSR. He was going from San Antonio back to Louisiana. Actually under March de Garde, by the Spanish. Yeah. But he kept a diary, and June 18th, 1807, he camped out up there near Lake Bryan.
Yeah, outstanding.
Hey, was Lake Bryan there? Never
mind. No. Hey, thank you, Henry. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
See you.
Guys,
well, he had an answer for you, didn't he?
The guy is an absolute ocean of information. He's just, he really, really is. I mean, just, it's, I always enjoy talking to him. I just stand around talking to him.
I couldn't resist asking.
I knew you couldn't. Yeah. Well.
A newsboy, smart, doesn't yeah. man-made lake. So.
Hello?
Hello? Are you as smart as Henry?
Renaissance what?
Like festival tickets.
Oh, have you ever been?
I have.
Oh, have you? Okay. How many times have you been there?
Four or five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's make it six.
Yeah, we could do that probably. Who's this?
This is Michael Jones.
Michael Jones. Oh, sure it is.
Of course it is.
Michael Jones, everybody. What do you do, Mike?
Do remodeling.
Yeah, how you spell
your last name? He lives on Elm Street.
Yeah, exactly.
How you spell that last name there, Michael?
Hey, Mike, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right,
sure
got a pair of tickets for you, buddy.
Michael.
Thank you a lot.
Right.
Yeah, it's Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got it.
I don't think you know him well enough to call him Mike.
Oh, okay, really. Sorry. No. You know, earlier this morning, Tom was telling us about some rich guy over there, and it was one of the Butt brothers, is that it?
Who's, yeah, Charles Butt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who's got him an island with a lighthouse that he's got a bed and breakfast on.
Matter of fact, I got a picture of it on my wall that I'm looking at right now.
Opa reportedly planning to build her own bed and breakfast.
Yeah, uh-huh. Take that, Mr. Butt.
She's turning a 12-bedroom inn into what? Oh, it's going to be a high-end accommodation in that hellhole Maui. I saw Letterman the other night. He said, hey, I hope you caught that that new edition of a Hawaii Five-O where they have that pit of crime Maui.
That's funny.
Anyway, she's going to have high-end accommodations. She won't be bringing you marmalade and toast and bunny slippers, I'll tell you that.
You know, she'll have people.
Yeah, Opa's planning to have a high-end bed and breakfast for her friends and wealthy customers who like the quiet of the Maui countryside, plans to personally play hostess on the ranch when she's on the island. But are they going to, like, put a flag up when Congress is in session? You know, they fly the flag. If Opa's there, they fly a flag.
Something tells me that attendance on the island will be by invitation only when she's there.
Be my thought. This is a little odd. Real estate investors in Taiwan making money buying murder houses, homes where someone was killed or committed suicide. Sellers are required by law to disclose.
Nice. Yeah. That's not macabre at all.
Yeah. Sellers are required by law to disclose whether anyone ever died in a home. And since people there are very superstitious about ghosts, it can make a house really tough to sell. So David Heisch, age 30, says he doesn't believe in evil spirits, so he posted an online ad that reads, seeking a murder house for residents. He says buying a place where somebody has died probably is the only way that he'll be able to afford a house. Apparently murder houses usually sell anywhere from 20 to 50% below the market value. So there you go. By the way, it's also Ghost Month in Taiwan.
Well, there's another reason to go.
Not sure. Okay. On this date
in history.
Yeah, I got a list here.
Tom
somewhere.
Loves this.
I know. Tom loves this part if I could ever find it. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
You need to get it nearby, you know, right on 8:45 or so every morning.
He's talking to me about show prep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Harvard
College.
Going to
push my chair away.
Harvard College in Cambridge held its first commencement. So you could be class of 42.
Golly. But how smart did you have to be?
But it was 1642. So you could be class of 42. 16, 17, 18, 19. I mean, it could be any of. And Neptune was discovered. We got 30 seconds.
There you go. Tonight, a bunch of premieres or season starts. Grey's Anatomy will start tonight. And all the bodies have been removed and the blood washed off the floor from the big shooting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but the mental pain is still there.
Oh, strong.
I told you so, Chase.
Yeah,
there
you were right.
Yeah,
of course, Community tonight and new office tonight, right? So there you go.
Yeah, that and 30 Rock.
And 30 Rock. Yeah, there you go.
But also there's something called My Generation. This is a new drama that revolves around a documentary crew that follows a Texas high school class 10 years after graduation. That's on ABC at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.